Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 8am Zlines.
A flood warning is in effect for Queensland's north tropical coast as heavy rainfall has already begun. Members of the Hinchinbrook Shire community are bracing for more wet weather today amid the flood warning after receiving severe flooding in February. The rainfall along Queensland's tropical coast is expected to be persistent this week, with the heaviest rainfall predicted to be up to 200 millimetres between Townsville and Cairns. The areas surrounding Innisfail have already reached 100 millimetres of rain.
In national news, Peter Dutton wants to hold a referendum that would give politicians the power to deport criminals with dual citizenship. The opposition leader said that he was considering the vote to change the constitution during an interview with Sunrise this morning. He told presenters that people should expect to lose citizenship if they betrayed their allegiance to Australia, saying that safety was his priority. Nationals frontbencher Bridget McKenzie publicly backed Dutton's proposal in an interview with the ABC this morning.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has stated on his Truth Social website that Iran will be held responsible for Houthi attacks. He accused Iran of playing the innocent victim and said that the US would hold Iran directly accountable for future attacks. The comments come after the Trump administration's recent campaign targeting the rebels, which killed 53 people over the weekend. Mr. Trump referred to the Houthis as sinister mobsters and thugs, while accusing Iran of supplying the rebels with weapons and money.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.